USA Radio News.
We'll be having a second summit with Chairman Kim in the not-too-distant future. The Secretary of State will be dealing with that subject, but Mike Pompeo has been in touch with them, and we've been in touch with them, and I think within a fairly pretty short period of time, that'll be announced. It will be location to be determined.
Outside the United Nations, President Trump with an optimistic tone when it comes to dealing with North Korea. Now, the president also did sign a free trade agreement with South Korea. Meanwhile, back in Washington, D.C., Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the Senate will hold an up or down vote regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh will be voted on here on the Senate floor. Up or down, this fine nominee to the Supreme Court will receive a vote in this Senate in the near future.
And this is USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. You melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Omega Music mergers announced. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Satellite radio company SiriusXM is buying music streaming firm Pandora Media in an all-stock deal the companies say they value at about $3.5 billion. For every share of Pandora they own, shareholders will get 1.44 of newly issued shares of SiriusXM. SiriusXM has 36 million subscribers in North America. It was formed with the merger of the Sirius and XM satellite radio services in 2008. Acquiring Pandora will make SiriusXM the world's largest audio entertainment company, with more than $7 billion in combined revenue expected in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Monday. The Dow was down 181 points and closed the day at 26,562. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Microsoft is launching a new artificial intelligence initiative that they believe will help save lives. Brad Smith is the president of Microsoft. He joined CBS this morning to discuss artificial intelligence.
Well, it is a powerful technology. We need to ensure that as we empower computers, in effect, to make decisions that have always been made by human beings, that these are decisions that are made ethically. So you take something like facial recognition. You know, it can help identify criminals. It might find a lost child. We don't want to see this technology deployed before it's ready. We don't want to see it deployed in ways that might, for example, discourage people from going to a public space, expressing their views.
Now, there's some concern, and some articles are out there that we're talking about the biases that we may see in AI. Smith addresses that issue next.
I think it's a huge issue.
Yeah.
Because we need to ensure that artificial intelligence works for everybody. And it's really a two-part solution. I think in part you need data sets. So if you're looking at photos, you have to have photos of everybody. But I think your point is also spot on. We need the people who create artificial intelligence for the world to reflect the diversity of the world. Mm-hmm. If they don't, they're probably going to miss some problems that we actually need to catch.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1789 when the Judiciary Act of 1789 was passed and signed by President George Washington, establishing the Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.